1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. The convention's second night heard from former opponents who former President Trump crushed on his way to the nomination, among them Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We need a commander-in-chief who can lead 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. America cannot afford 4 more years of a weekend at Bernie's presidency.
Party co-chair Lara Trump delighted the delegates, recounting her father-in-law's fist pump Saturday after a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his head.
If Donald Trump has shown us anything, it's that when it feels impossible to keep going, those are the times we must keep going.
On Wednesday night, vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will introduce himself to the delegates as the night's main speaker. This is ABC News. Continued U.S. support of Ukraine could be threatened by a second Trump presidency. Air Force Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon spokesman.
It's up to Ukraine to decide, when they are ready to negotiate for peace. And right now, our focus continues to be on working with Ukraine to provide them with what they need to defend their country and defend their sovereignty and take back territory.
Add country singer-songwriter Ingrid Andress to the long list of celebrities who've blown the national anthem at a sporting event.
And the rockets red glare.
Andress during Monday night's baseball All-Star festivities. What's up with that?
Tuesday on social media, the 32-year-old confessed that she was drunk during the performance and will be checking herself into rehab to get the help she needs. That was not me last night, she writes, apologizing to MLB, all the fans, and the country she loves so much.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. City leaders and Republican officials promised Milwaukee businesses would get big boosts during the Republican National Convention. But so far, some restaurants and shops say it's been pretty slow. That may be because attendees are on a tight schedule. Delegate Stephanie Susek.
We were kind of, tied up having to be at the convention hall. And so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, just be part of the community and get out to different places.
That schedule is really keeping people busy at Fiserv. Civic Media has a team at the convention. We'll be there all week. And this is such sad news from Door County. Two kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, died when the sailboat they were on capsized near Chambers Island. Officials are still searching for their dad, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Suamico. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they'll keep searching until they find him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Bucks looking for a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks looking for their first win tonight in summer league action in Las Vegas. So far, they've lost to the Bulls and then the Cavaliers on Sunday. Tonight, they face the LA Clippers. The Bucks 6'11" rookie Tyler Smith.
I don't just set screens, roll, and shoot the ball. I mean, if that's what you need me to do to pay me for it, I can make a lot of shots. But I mean, I can also take people off the dribble, beat bigs on the floor, and also play stretch five.
Baseball, the All-Star game is tonight. Be on the lookout for Christian Yelich and William Contreras to start and play in the first few innings. Golf, the state amateur golf championship underway at the Legend at Merrill Hills. Ty Kretz atop the leaderboard at 5 under. Tony Romo flew into Waukesha after competing over the weekend in Lake Tahoe with Aaron Rodgers and A.J. Hawk. Romo says he's grateful to be invited back to the Wisconsin State Tournament.
You know, the people here are so generous and nice and allowing me to play in this tournament, so I feel like you want to allow people to who help you out, you want to help them out too.
That's Tony Romo with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight with light northwest winds. We'll see sunrise temperatures near 60 degrees. On your Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. One or two showers or rumbles in the afternoon. Highs will reach the middle 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kreitlow joins us for the Republican National Convention, Wisconsin Media Row. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. And, you know, a few things to talk about here. A very partial list. This from the Reframe newsletter over on Substack. A very partial list of Republicans blocking gun legislation. J.D. Vance is kind of at the top of the list. Surprise, surprise, right? Here's a list of the legislative initiatives, right? Pieces of legislation that have typically been offered by Democrats that have been blocked by Republicans. The first is universal background checks, which would include people buying guns at gun shows and things like that, which right now is a giant loophole. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso said that AR-15s, quote, work the same way as popular shotguns and other rifles used for hunting and personal protection. Yeah. Number two, an assault weapons ban. Both Democrats and President Bush pushed to extend the assault weapons ban. President Bush, interestingly, a Republican, which had predetermined sunset in September 2004, but Republicans in the House and Senate refused to renew it, so it expired. An expansion of the federal background check system. This was the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. This was a major piece of legislation that Joe Biden got through. Many items were taken off the table to appease the Republican Party, including raising the minimum age to buy assault weapons, mandatory waiting periods for all gun sales, and universal background checks. Isn't it interesting? So many states have mandatory waiting periods for an abortion, but not to buy a gun. It's just like, you know, if a state wants to take away your gun, they have to go before a judge. But if they want to take away your vote, they don't. Our priorities are so screwed up, you know? Anyhow, legislation to prevent individuals on the terror watch list from purchasing firearms. This was first proposed after Sandy Hook and then again after the Pulse nightclub shooting. And that people on the no-fly list and on the terrorism watch lists can't buy firearms. Well, guess who blocked that? Republican senators at, you know, taking money from the National Rifle Association. There were efforts to close the Charleston loophole that allows gun sales to proceed if a background check is not completed within 3 days. This is 90% support among the among the American public. Republicans stopped that loophole from being closed. Attempts to raise the minimum age for purchasing assault weapons. Republicans said no. Instead of that, we want to harden America's schools by arming teachers. That was their response. Proposals to limit high-capacity magazines after Sandy Hook. You know, a high-capacity magazine was used in that case to kill all those children. Republicans, again, blocked that. Red flag laws allowing temporary removal of guns from people deemed dangerous. 20 states in Washington, D.C. have passed these laws. None of them are Republican-controlled states. And nationwide, there have been efforts to pass a nationwide red flag law, and the Republicans consistently block those in both the House and the Senate. And measures to regulate ghost guns assembled from kits, No serial numbers. That you would think that this is just common sense. But 16 Republican-controlled states' attorneys general and the NRA sued to block this from being enforced, this ban on ghost guns. The assault rifle ban, this is at the state level. Pennsylvania's Republicans just killed that. Secure storage of firearms, this was killed by Republicans in Michigan last year in 2023. Expanded background checks for gun purchases, that was also killed by Michigan Republicans. In Kentucky, there was a bill limiting oversight on gun laws. And in Missouri, they went a step farther. They made it illegal for local police to cooperate with federal authorities in gun investigations. I mean, it's weird stuff, right? Waiting period for gun purchases. New Hampshire Republicans blocked that. Concealed carry legislation. Florida and Nebraska both passed legislation allowing the citizens to conceal carry firearms without a permit. Expanded access to guns. Tennessee lawmakers, after a horrible shooting there, I believe it was in Nashville, instead moved to allow to make firearms even more accessible. And their little kind of token that they threw out was, we want to arm teachers. We'll pay for their guns. Republicans in Kentucky, Ohio, Nebraska, Texas, and Virginia have all tried not only to make guns more accessible, but to limit the number of public places where guns are restricted, the so-called gun-free zones. It's just breathtaking, you know? Background checks, for example. 77% of Republicans want background checks, 90% of Democrats. And yet we can't get it because the Republican Party blocks it because they continue to take money from the NRA. Mental health restrictions. 89% of Democrats and 90% of Republicans are in favor of preventing mentally ill people from purchasing handguns. And yet, that legislation keeps getting consistently blocked at both state and federal levels by the GOP taking money from the NRA. Concealed carry. 72% of Republicans are in favor of people being able to carry a weapon concealed without a permit. Only 26% of Democrats are in favor. You've got a split there, so it's not quite as, you know, clear. Arming teachers, again, only 26% of Democrats think that's a good idea, but 69% of Republicans are, yeah, give them a gun. And Republicans, 44% of Republicans own a gun, only 20% of Democrats own a gun. So just, you know, some interesting gun statistics there and things like that. Also, how will big oil sell out J.D. Vance? What is this going to do to our environment? The Sunrise Movement Director of Communications, Stevie O'Hanlon, said in a statement yesterday, quote, like Donald Trump, J.D. Vance has proven that he will make it a top priority to roll back climate protections while answering to the demands of oil and gas CEOs. Vance is one of Congress's biggest recipients of donations from the oil companies. She continued, J.D. Vance not only flip-flopped on supporting Trump, he flip-flopped on climate. He went from expressing concern about climate change before running for the Senate to voting to gut the Environmental Protection Agency protections and denying that there even is a climate change crisis. She adds, J.D. Vance will sell out to the highest bidder, whether that's Trump or the fossil fuel industry, and that's what makes him dangerous. Couldn't have said it better myself. So what is on your mind today? So let's pick up your calls here. Brian in Tacoma. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Yeah, hey, so much is on my mind, but I know, pick one. So
yeah, please.
This is just in regards to the nonsense by the Lester Holt in the media, whatever, that, oh, well, both sides do it. Both sides need to tamp down the rhetoric,
yeah,
which is, of course, extremely one-sided, that the Republicans in rhetoric and action are guilty and responsible for this violence in our country. But I have just a really quick analogy, I guess is the right word. But, you know, Tom, I went to a basketball game the other day, and, you know, both sides scored some baskets, scored some points, got some baskets. I mean, it was an absolute blowout. It was 100-7. But, you know, both sides scored, so I really can't decide who won.
Yeah, right, exactly. Know? I'm with you, Brian.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It really is.
And
this is the media's shtick right now. You know, let's get Democrats to admit that they have some role in this. Right. Thank you, Brian. Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Okay, hang on here a minute, Tom. This is kind of in reference to Project 2025,
mm-hmm.
and I might be projecting here in the future. But what has happened? There is a subdivision. It's called Prairie View Estates or something like that. It's in Morgan County, Colorado, which is northeast of Denver,
mm-hmm.
and it's been there for, I think, since the 90s. I'm not sure exactly how long, but anyway, the developer, without engineering, a permit, or inspections, engineered the water system,
mm-hmm.
for this thing. Well, it's come out now that the water system, they're going to have to be completely yanked out, because the stuff coming out of the pipes looks like sludge.
Oh, really?
You know, out of a crankcase.
Mm-hmm.
Got like cadmium, lead, it's radioactive, et cetera, et cetera. The state is now making them, after so many years, going to make the developer take it out and replace right. it. Now,
beyond this story, Mike, what's the point you're trying to make?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is, okay, I'm sorry, maybe I'm rambling, that if this can happen here, what's to stop, you know, XYZ company from dumping toxic waste in your local river because the EPA has been so completely defanged? That's one example.
Yeah, Trump, during Trump's presidency, half of the EPA scientists left, half of them, because he moved the headquarters out to Kansas and they couldn't move with their families, and then he downsized it. But you know the first piece of legislation that Donald Trump signed in 2017 when he became president, just a month or so after he became president, his first piece of legislation was a bill that allows the coal mining companies to dump tailings, the waste from the mines, into rivers and thus pollute downstream water supplies.
Right.
That was his first piece of legislation. He was very proud of it.
And if it can happen in a blue state like Colorado, it can happen in Alabama or anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah, I absolutely agree.
And that's just, I'm using the EPA as an example of name any other department you want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's they're dedicated to deconstructing the administrative state, which is another way of saying gutting the United States of America. Mike, thank you for the call. An amazing story, huh? We'll be right back with more of your calls and the news of the day right after this. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Pretty much every Democrat in the United States Senate has now called on Bob Menendez, who was just convicted of some serious crimes, to resign. We'll see how this plays out.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Full of promise, tales of days of old. They say they're for the people, standing tall and proud. But in the heart of darkness, there's a thunderous crowd. Red, white, and blue, a sea of loyalty. But behind the stars and stripes is their hypocrisy. Voices in the night, will they lead us astray? Can we find the truth in what they say? Promises of glory.
23 minutes past the hour. That song does eventually get to talking about Republicans. It's Chuck in Chicago. Hey, Chuck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm curious about something legally speaking. If this case against Eileen Cannon has thrown out the case, I know it'll be appealed. Right. But what can Jack Smith reveal about the case? Because we need to know as voters how compromised this man is. And if it requires a leak or something, we have to know what's going on.
I agree with you, and I am hopeful. Keep in mind, I'm not an attorney. I mean, the guy to ask about this would be Dino Abidala, you know, who comes on SiriusXM a little later on. But I am hopeful that when Jack Smith makes his appeal to the 11th Circuit, and he's announced that he's going to, but the appeal itself will probably happen in a week or two, that he includes, you know, in the public record, in the appeal itself, enough information, shocking information, about what he was going to present at trial, that not only will it make it obvious that the appeals court should say, yeah, this guy should, you know, be bound over for trial,
and alien cannon should be pushed out of the way. But it'll become obvious to America what a crook he is.
Because I seriously, I'm just basing this on a gut feeling, the $2 billion Jared got from Saudi Arabia has to be somehow linked to this document thing. There's no other explanation.
Well, Jared went over there and helped MBS get out from under the whole thing around murdering Jamal Khashoggi. Remember that?
Right.
And then also Congress had passed a law saying that we could not, would not sell advanced fighter jets and other weaponry to the Saudis as long as they were participating in killing Yemenis,
right?
However you say it,
Yemenis.
Donald Trump went around that, or through that, or whatever. He ignored that law and he sold that weaponry to Saudi Arabia. So I think it was just a simple quid pro quo. I think it was just a simple payoff. You know, Donald, give us this weaponry and we'll make your family rich. And they did.
Well, bottom line is we need to know what's going on before anyone casts a vote.
Yeah. I'm with you, Chuck. I'm completely with you. Thank you very much. Joe in Hammond, Indiana. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I listen to WCPT out of Chicago all the time.
It's a great station.
And you also. Yes, yeah. Really good. I tell everybody listen to it, them and you. I had thoughts of that so-called assassination was staged, that it was a TV production.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was exactly what it looks like. It was a kid who wanted to grow up to be a school shooter. He was bullied and he was a loner. He was maybe even on the spectrum something, although I don't want to in any way imply autism had anything to do with this. But this was a kid, he was very bright, but he was very screwed up. And I think he was preparing to shoot up his school.
Would the bullet have done a lot more damage?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he would have killed a bunch of children, but I think that, because he started,
no,
apparently.
I mean, to Trump.
The way those AR-15 bullets do the damage is because they have a velocity that's about three times faster than a normal bullet, and so they basically explode in the body. But if you just nick the ear, there's none of that going on.
It's because
it has to do with the speed. Yeah. So it probably took out the guy behind Trump. That was probably the bullet that killed the guy in the head behind him. Although I don't know. I mean,
I'm a member of Indivisible Northwest Indiana.
Good on you, Joe. Good on you. That's what we all need to be doing.
The 2016 election.
There you go. Good on you, Joe. Joe, I got to run, but thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with your calls right after this. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom,
right.
T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. The convention's second night heard from former opponents who former President Trump crushed on his way to the nomination, among them Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We need a commander-in-chief who can lead 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. America cannot afford 4 more years of a weekend at Bernie's presidency.
Party co-chair Lara Trump delighted the delegates, recounting her father-in-law's fist pump Saturday after a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his head.
If Donald Trump has shown us anything, it's that when it feels impossible to keep going, those are the times we must keep going.
On Wednesday night, vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will introduce himself to the delegates as the night's main speaker. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. RNC speakers Tuesday focused on immigration. The GOP platform calls for the largest deportation in American history. Christine Newman-Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division.
She spoke in front of a large group of protesters. And 60 years later, officials have solved a cold case. Wayne Pratt was found with dozens of stab wounds in Winnebago County back in June of 1963. Authorities had a few suspects and they've reopened the case a few times. But finally, with advancements in DNA technology, they've identified their killer. The Winnebago County Sheriff says the killer's name is William Doxeter and he was on that original suspect list. Unfortunately, Doxeter won't face justice. He died 2 years ago. But now Pratt's case is closed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I've been jamming through Apple TV lately and discovered The Last Thing He Told Me. The show stars Jennifer Garner and is about a husband who mysteriously disappears. Garner and her stepdaughter are on the case to help find him, even though they don't really get along. The show does a good job of introducing new characters and keeping people guessing, and is set in beautiful Sausalito, California. All 7 Season 1 episodes are available, and Apple has renewed the show for a Season 2, which will drop in 2025. Being canceled can be quite beneficial, especially if you've been accused of sexual assault and cannibalism. Colossal weirdo Armie Hammer appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast and said if he hadn't been canceled, his life would have met demise anyway due to the way he was living, reckless and out of control. Hammer says he has never been happier, despite being broke. I'm sure he's got some of that baking soda money tucked away somewhere. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight with light northwest winds. We'll see sunrise temperatures near 60 degrees. On your Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. 1 or 2 showers or rumbles in the afternoon. Highs will reach the middle 70s. Right now, it's 64.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the Hump Day RNC MKE 2024 edition. Devils, Advocates, join the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 and do it live from Milwaukee.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Super Bearing plus 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM. That's superbearine.com, code TOM. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
The sun is shining bright, a brand new day in sight. A chance to make a difference, to shine a little light. With every step we take and every word we say, today's the day to do something great in our own special way. No more waiting for tomorrow.
35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Tekla in New York City. Hey, Tekla, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, I have a couple of points about the event at the Trump rally.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a WWE show where Trump kind of looked like he was pulling on his ear and crouched down, and then there's no photos or, you know, doctors coming out and saying what the ear thing was. And really, my friend who's an experienced ER nurse says that if a bullet grazes your ear by your head, there's injury, and it would take a lot of tests and treatments, and it would take time.
I think it depends on what it hit and where it hit it and how badly it hit it. Tekla, I don't see any value in these conspiracy theories, essentially. Mm-hmm. I think we should just say, yeah, you know, some kid took a shot at him. He probably the same person who would have shot up a school if he had an opportunity. I don't think it was a political assassination, but that's my particular theory. We don't have to read more into it than there is.
Yeah, it looks like the boy was set up and they let him go up on the roof, and it just didn't make any sense. And then all that posing for photos when
I think that raised. What you had was an incompetent local police force that secured that building by being inside it. So they weren't even looking around to see what was going on. I mean, that's breathtaking incompetence, but I would be astonished if a local right-wing police force in rural Pennsylvania was down with trying to shoot at Donald Trump.
But all the snipers were aimed at that rooftop. They were not covering any other rooftops.
Well, I don't know that there were any other rooftops.
There were other buildings all around there.
Okay, well, the snipers took him out once they identified him. Tekla, I got to move along. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call. Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's on your mind today?
Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you.
Your comeback yesterday was probably about as bad as Biden's speech, but I'm not going to judge you on one episode because yesterday a Trumpster called in and he was upset at you that you referred to Trump as Hitler. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. And my thing was with you, Tom, why did you even back down from that?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand we got to play. No, I don't. Let me just be myself. I'm a fighter. And this thing is when they go low, we go high. No, if they go low, it's just going to be a dirty day for all of us. And that's what we got to do is fight, Tom. America is under attack, literally, from all angles, internally, externally. You think Russia ain't out there waiting for Trump to get back in charge?
Yeah.
And we should be talking about And by the way, what would he have you call Trump? I mean, would you?
I would call him a fascist. I have no problem saying that there are, you know, massive parallels between Trump and Hitler, and that Trump has been echoing Hitler's language for a long time. And, you know, yeah, there's some clear parallels there. Yep. But I think it's more effective in terms of reaching, like, swing voters to say that Trump is embracing fascism, a form of government known as fascism or authoritarianism, rather than to say that he's Hitler. That's just my kind of thinking on this post that conversation.
Right. Well, I just say keep it simple. It's not complicated. And because what we should be focusing on is our attorney general is so quiet. I'm disturbed by how silent he is.
Yeah.
And then also the Supreme Court, that ruling that they ruled the president, Trump is above the law. They actually, I'm paraphrasing, but generally that's what they said. Trump is above the law. This is what the news cycle should be about. I mean, name calling, who cares? All the name calling that Trump has spewed out, Sleepy Joe, Pocahontas, he's got all the racial code words you can think of.
Yep.
I mean, what would the guy have you call Trump? Would thief be okay? Would tax cheat be okay? Would white supremacist be okay? What is he going to be good with? When it doesn't matter, Tom, the votes are set. People are set in their votes. Yep. Stop this Democratic trying to gain new votes and just build on what you have. You didn't like the word weak when we used Democrats, and it doesn't matter to me. All I want is a good fight. I want my Democratic representatives, including he's not my representative, but my attorney general who I pay taxes to, I want him to do his job. At least talk about Clarence Thomas and his impropriety, Alito and his impropriety. Can we at least talk about that instead of Biden having a bad day? And by the way, I was 60% supported Biden until after the debate. That next day, he said, you fall, you get knocked on your ear. You get knocked down in life all the time. You have to get up. You have to fight. Biden is a true...
He's a fighter.
That man is a leader. Yep. He's a leader. Yep. He took responsibility, and he's coming back. He's very cogent. He knows more about foreign policy than I could ever think of.
Yep.
He just had a bad night, as he said. And then on top of that, he's 81 years old. America is engaging in race and age discrimination. I'm black. I know about race discrimination. This man is in the whole country, especially the media, is engaged in age discrimination. This man has done a perfect job.
Yeah.
For what he obtained, and how he's trying to lead the country, get off of it. Let's get over it. Get behind the man. And these Democrats that stepped out of line, if it was on the other side, they would have gotten shut down the day after. But over here, I understand we have to be cordial. We have to be human beings and all that. But hey, bro, this is a fight. This is our last stance. If Trump wins this thing you're talking about, the normal Americans probably won't know the difference. Oh, yeah, the ones that keep their mouth shut and get in line, but I'm not that tight. I'm going to go and speak my mind, and then I'm going to be I'm going to get run out of town some type of way, but believe me, I'm prepared. Maybe I will have to retreat from the country, but I'm prepared for it. But some people are going to be stuck, and you better keep your mouth shut if Trump wins again. That's just the way it is.
I got it. See, I got to move along, but, you know, you're a great rant, and I am not disagreeing with you. Thank you very much for it. Dean in Los Angeles. Hey, Dean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good afternoon. It's been a while. Little has happened, but I would piggyback on what that last caller was just saying.
See,
and I actually think that it's really frustrating that our media, the press, continues to what I tend to call it is like filling balloons. They keep filling the balloon of, you know, is Biden fit to lead?
Mm.
You see that 1,000 times. You've got viewers that see nothing except that's the lead story, and they run it day after day, hour after hour.
Well, it's become one of the main stories on MSNBC, sadly.
Right.
Particularly by some of the former Republicans, which is
right.
Weird.
And although I got to tell you, I'm really pleased hearing from David Jolly, of course, who is an ex-Republican. But here he is talking about the fact, like, we need to be discussing what Trump is Trump fit to lead.
Yeah.
Why are we not discussing that? Yeah, he's one of the few I've seen on a show who is saying, like, look, this is damaging the chances of, you know, what we are facing here. And simply to lay low and not address that, I feel like what Biden really meant to say in his in that most recent interview was, you, the press, you haven't mentioned the 28 lies that Trump told, when in truth what it really is that they've never asked Trump about the 28 lies that he keeps telling.
You're right. You're right.
They
nobody is questioning his fitness to serve, and the major meme that could have been all over the New York Times and the mainstream media the next day could have been, you know, Donald Trump told 28 lies. Is he, you know, are the Republicans going to drop him? And they could have run around and asked all these Republican members of Congress, you know, are you going to drop him? He told 28 lies last night. I mean, are you okay with liars, really?
Yeah.
And instead they're going around going, are you okay with a guy who stumbles when he talks?
I do like that Ari Belshi now actually just says, our convicted felon and sexual predator, Donald Trump.
Exactly. Which is which is what he is, by the way.
Yes, and should be addressed that way.
Yep, I'm with you.
But I wish they just mentioned, we have a threefer going up in November 5th. Your vote gets you Biden, Kamala Harris, and preserving democracy all at once.
There you go. Well said, Dean. Thank you very much. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower, older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. But that's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
When the streets are bustling around, we got to need the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your it, let's join the fight for a future for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. In this land we're not alone. Tag your it,
52 minutes. Picking up your calls here, Dan in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First of all, first-time caller, long-time listener. It's an absolute honor to speak with you. I am not going to make this very long, but just kind of an anecdote based on the gun legislation stuff you had been speaking of a few segments ago. I am a car salesman, and I have worked at the same dealership for 25 years. And even if you're paying cash for a vehicle, one of the things that we're required to do is get a little bit of a background check on a customer. And one of the pieces of that background check is we have to make sure that you are not on the OFAC database, which is essentially the terrorist do not fly list. And it's a joke I often make with my customers as I'm doing this. Yes, if you're on the OFAC database, then I cannot legally sell you a car.
Wow.
However,
but you could sell him a gun.
The joke I always make is that I could sell you a gun, and that always tends to get a little bit of a laugh, even from the most conservative folks that I deal with, and I deal with a lot of them.
Yeah, that's incredible, Dan. I had no idea. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'll use that someday. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Okay, sure.
Good talking to you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yep. Richard in Silver City, New Mexico. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to call in with a little bit of word of encouragement to all my fellow progressives, and that's just the fact that if you were to look at the last five decades of both men, Joe Biden has a reputation in Congress, at least from what I've seen. I don't follow politics as much as most of the hosts on Free Speech TV do, but, you know, he has a reputation of working both sides of the aisle. He was able to bring legislation to the floor. Many people speak highly of him.
Yeah, it's true.
And as a vice president, I thought he did a great job. He didn't upstage Obama. He didn't step on anybody's feet.
Yep, and he got screwed. You know, Obama gave the presidential nomination to Hillary Clinton, and it really should have gone to Joe Biden in 2016.
That's when he should have gotten it, because I really do feel, you're right, at 81, he might be past his prime, but that doesn't mean, you know, we've had presidents in wheelchairs before.
Yep.
And so I'm just saying that all this assassination and J.D. Vance and Project 25 has been occupying far too much time. What I want to ask my fellow progressives to do is simply remember the last five decades, and remember that social change, you have to think about it in terms of things like decades. It ain't going to happen one time, one election. It's going to fix everything. I really would encourage people to, you know, I feel this way. I feel that Joe and Jill and the people around him, if he really feels like he's starting to suffer mentally, I really feel that he would do the right thing and say, in best interest of the party, I'm going to step down and nominate or give my presidency over to. But that's the kind of man I interpret him to be.
Yeah, I agree with you, Richard.
Down.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I want to get one last caller in here. I have just one minute left. Thank you, Richard. Karen in New Orleans. Hey Karen, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Our new governor that's a Republican has pushed through the legislature, who are all Republicans, this business of no permit, concealed or open carry.
Oh, geez.
So New Orleans, the Democratic city, the NOPD opened a school in the French Quarter for training, and because it's 1,000 feet from a school, the whole French Quarter is now no gun zone.
Oh, interesting.
It's funny, it's smart, it's just, I mean, we got a crime problem, but
how to get around the Republicans.
Shut down the French Quarter.
That's amazing. Good story, Karen. Thank you for that. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Show up at your local Democratic Party. Join indivisible.org or one of the other great organizations out there. There's so much you can do in the next couple of months. These next 3.5-4 months are going to determine the fate and future of an awful lot of democracy, the fate of the planet, all kinds of stuff. So tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Earl Ingram.
On Wednesday's show, Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action will join me on the show to talk about the RNC in Milwaukee and getting organized politically.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. The Republican National Convention.